Right, and we're live.
Wow.
Welcome to the MergeCast. Shannon, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Spencer. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thanks for joining us, everyone. First inaugural, first annual to be named MergeCast. Wow. I'm Spencer Shoebridge. And
I'm Shannon Kempinick.
That's Shannon.
Shannon. Nice to meet y'all.
So Shannon, why are we here today?
That's a great question. Well, we're here to talk about merch, not just merch by Amazon, but we're here to talk about the print-on-demand industry, and we're here to talk about starting a freedom type of business. At least that's what I think we're here for. And we're talking about how to be successful in that niche. And it might not be we're still figuring out some of the answers ourselves, but we also have some experience. We've been doing this since, I've been doing it for about a year now, and really seriously for about 6 months, 7 months now, I'd say. And you, how long have you been doing this?
Yeah, I've been on merch specifically for probably about 8 months now, ever since you told me about it. And you know, we've been running experiments on print on demand and different e-commerce ideas for a little bit longer than that now. So yeah, the reason we get together is because you and I just chat about this stuff anyway. I think what we want to bring is just some fresh ideas, some insights. I want to get some people who are really succeeding in the industry, some people who are having some failures, and learn from them. And you know, I want to bring those people in and build a little bit of a community so we can continue to get better. You know, you and I have had a lot of different conversations, and I think our ideas, you know, we bounce off each other quite a bit, but, you know, I want to bring some people with an outside perspective in as well. And I want to share what we know with people, because, you know, if it's just you and me, it doesn't really help anyone else.
Yeah, I agree. Well, yeah, I mean, let's hope that it helps a little bit.
It doesn't help anybody else, right? It's just you and I. And
oh, right. Yeah. No, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah. No, I agree. It'll be fun too. You know, I think we'll learn a lot from, you know, outside perspectives. We'll be able to give some of our own successes and mishaps, or things that we know that you can and shouldn't probably do, and can kind of help people get off the ground and rolling and moving toward more of a free life, or a life outside of, well, whatever they're working towards. Everybody has different goals as to why they're doing a merch type of business or like a freedom type of business. And there's plenty of different ways to do it, but you know, we've seen some success with it, and we're just, it's exciting because it's a pretty awesome way to do business. It's, mm-hmm. it's for the most part, it's a lot of hands off and let the system do its thing once you do the work up front. And the less you have to do, then that means the more time you have for whatever you want to do in your life.
Yeah.
But don't mistake me. You know, it's not an easy thing. It's still a business, and you still have to put in a lot of work, especially up front. And you know, you shouldn't go into it thinking you're gonna play the short game. It's a long term play, and something that you should expect to put time into and work at for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. I think what we've seen, you know, why we're doing this is because we all have things we want to do in our lives that are not tied down to a 9-to-5, or they're limited by where we are. And I think what we're trying to do is build something that allows us to have freedom to just pursue whatever it is. I think that is something that everybody wants more time to do. You know, whether it's spend an extra hour at the gym, or taking a trip, or being located, not being tied down to a location while you run your business and support a family. I think those are all, you know, things that are valuable, and that this type of business can enable you to do.
Absolutely. You're very good at articulating what I was trying to say.
Are you going to be the color and then I'll be like the summarizer? I'll keep us on track.
Yeah. All right, bring us back. Bring us back. Shannon's going all over here. What's hold up?
Okay, yeah. So let's go a little bit more into our background. Where we are, what we like to do, and then for our listeners, you know, why listen to us in regards to e-commerce.
That's a good idea. All right. A very quick background is I was an engineer in the Army for 8 years. And when I got back, went to Iraq in 2007 and 2008. And then I finished my finance degree in 2011. I started a video production business. And it was so hands-on that I started exploring different ways to make things a little bit more efficient, I guess you could say, in terms of business. And even though we were doing all right, it was just 80 to 90 hours a week. And I had three employees that were putting in the overtime every single week. And I was barely able to put anything back into my own pocket. And so I started exploring. So I transitioned into doing websites and helping the video clients I had with their websites. And so it was a nice transition. And that's what I've been working on for the last few years, along with different side projects. You know, created some eBooks and some different software platforms, a couple of iOS apps, and And so with exploring all these different ideas, I finally stumbled upon this merch type of business. And threw a couple designs up last November just to see what would happen. And I got a couple sales. I couldn't believe it. And I threw up a couple more. And then, boom, next thing I know, you know, I'm like, man, this is working. Something's working. And so I just started uploading and putting together a team that could help me with pushing out designs faster and faster and faster. And then all of a sudden I was like, Spencer, you know, we used to live nearby each other, a block away from each other. And I was like, you gotta do this, man. What are you waiting for? Let's go. And so, that's kind of how we got into the merch game, I guess. And it's just been a lot of fun and it's been a challenge, but it's working. So we're excited. I mean, I don't know if I should give stats on anything right now or if I should, if you want to talk first about your history and then we can go over stats. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do that. Then we'll jump into the numbers.
All right. Yeah. Let's do the numbers. Okay.
Yeah, man. I'm very fortunate to have, met you for, you know, just cause we're good friends, but in the context of this with merch too, you know, I guess my background, I graduated from school with a business operations degree in 2013. I went to go work for an aerospace company in supply chain. I still do today. I'm located in Silicon Valley right now. Girlfriend and the dog out here kind of just moved out here, so we're making it work, trying to meet some new folks. Lots of new folks in the e-commerce space out here, which is great too. A lot of Amazon sellers. In the context of my e-commerce experience, which has been littered with hilarious failures, but also a glimmering of success, started out a little bit in the affiliate marketing space. Professional drone pilot. So I was kind of building some content around that and then got into a pretty funny cease and desist dispute because I didn't do my homework on a brand name and, just played around in that space a bit until, started doing a couple of websites for clients, just learning to build them in a custom way and trying to get people more on like a monthly subscription. Again, trying to build a recurring semi-passive type of income stream. And, then Shannon reached out to me about merch. You know, same kind of thing. No design skills here. Threw up some designs, got a sale or two, saw a little bit of growth, and then, you know, stepped back for a minute and really thought, you know, wow, this kind of no inventory model is really nice for sellers compared to colleagues that I've had do FBA and some different models. So, we've started to scale that and we built a little bit of a team. We've built a process. We've done a ton of research and we've got some results and, you know, we've found a little bit of a community and we're continuing to figure out what the right mix of, you know, involvement is and outsourcing, but we get better every month. And, you know, it's been really exciting. So I think now is the time to share that with people, because we're at a level of scale where we can really benefit from others' ideas and test them and try them and do experiments. And that's part of what we want to do here, I think, is to share our failures and our successes and our experiments with you guys too.
Absolutely. I love it. People, I think, will be able to learn a lot from what we can share with them, I think, because we're at a level where, yeah, we've had ups, we've had downs, and mm-hmm. we know we're figuring out the, you know, what works and what doesn't. And yeah, I think if we can help people out, I'll be happy. So
that sounds good. Well, let's show people what we're talking about. I'll pull up my merch, I guess, results from the last shoot. I got on this in April.
Did you get your earnings from last month?
I got the email. It hasn't come in yet.
Okay. Oh, wow. Nice job.
Are you seeing? Okay, you're seeing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you guys can see, you know, Shannon reaches out to me in January, February, get approved in April. And, you know, this has been mostly manual, which I'm pretty ashamed of, to be honest. I have a team that does the designs, but all the uploading and et cetera is, has been pretty much me grinding out hours. So that's something I'm looking to change. Fortunately, the growth has been pretty good. And, you know, my goal is to grow it next year to $5,000 a month in profit after my team. So I think we're on track with implementing a couple of our strategies and just a little view into where I'm at on my journey with merch specifically.
Cool. Love it. Nice job. Those are some awesome numbers.
Yeah, October was a really good one. November will be different, but and not in a good way, but it's, like you said, ups and downs.
And it's weird because November is, you know, well, I think the end of November we should see a spike, but we can talk about that later. But I will, let's see here. Can you see my screen? Okay, so mine's very similar. You know, like I said, I started in November last year, and I just made, you know, sold a few shirts, and I sold a few more, and then January always goes down, but then you can see, like, it just slowly but surely just goes back up. Mm-hmm. And August was my best month, and then, you know, I think November will be pretty similar to October. I'm hoping that we hit over the 2K mark, but
yeah, that's huge, man. You look at your numbers and you're consistently over, you know, that 1700 mark, and we think about, you know, let's say after taxes, that's, you know, 1250 or what have you. That's a big deal for a lot of people. And when we think about, you know, valuing a cash flow business, and you know, you think about like a comparable real estate investment that's gonna net you a grand a month. You know, we're talking about pretty big numbers. So this is important. It has the ability to be your rent and your car payment. Well, right. Out here, it has your ability to be like a third of your rent payment. But which is awful. But yeah, it means a lot to a lot of people. So I think does, your results are huge. In under a year, that's incredible.
Yeah, and you know, let's see, I'm gonna get off the, oops,
whoa, oh, whoa, there whoa. I go.
See you later. How do I end this thing? Oh, weird. Oh, you can do that. Okay, I'm new to this Hangouts thing. So we're good. Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not just the merch side of things. I'm specifically working on building a brand outside of merch so that people come back to specifically my store. and buy from me personally and my brand instead of just making a sale on merch. We can talk, we'll talk about this in future episodes, but I mean, in this month alone, where it's only the 21st and I have over $3,000 in sales this month alone.
Wow.
Which is, that's not all royalties, you know, but so that's pretty cool in revenue, you know. And that's what I'm most excited about. I mean, I think this is really exciting, and like the merch business itself is very exciting, but we're both doing it, you know, we're both building some things that are substantial, definitely substantial, and can make a huge difference in somebody's life.
I think, you know, I think a lot of folks we'll talk to first will be involved with merch and print on demand. You know, merch has its place. Yeah. We're playing in Amazon's playground, to your point. You know, we make a sale, we're competing against a sea of designs. You know, the customers are there and the money is there, but there's also not that long-term relationship with the customer and the opportunity to remarket and get the email address, et cetera, and get the, just bring the value to someone over time. You know, people don't know when they go buy your merch shirt. Yeah, a lot of people don't even use brands, so people aren't connecting that shirt. You know, they have this merch shirt, right? And they love it. You know, how are they going to know to come back to you? How are they going to know to tell their friend? How are they going to know to get a gift from there for somebody else next time? So, yeah, I think a lot of what we can bring to folks is, hey, we need to start thinking bigger than Amazon, because I'm sure we'll talk about this later, but as of this recording the other day, they just announced they're going to slash royalties again by about 30% in January. So Amazon will continue to act in their best interest, which is usually the opposite of a seller. So as we get on platforms like Etsy and eBay and building our own sites and building our own audience, I think that's a journey people should be really interested in, because it means freedom from Amazon eventually.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's looking at the businesses in a different way. Instead of thinking, okay, how do I get more sales from merch by Amazon? It's looking at your brand and saying, how do I how do I get more sales channels to bring people into my sort of ecosystem, into my own site, and so I can get their email, and so that, you know, so that I can continue to show them products that they'll probably be interested in the future. I mean, if they buy a shirt from you once, they'll probably be interested in buying from you again. I mean, that's just kind of the way it works. So that's very, very exciting to me, and very, very powerful, I think, in terms of having a business that's sustainable, that's long-term, that you can rely on month in, month out, without having to worry about big Amazon controlling royalty rates, or, you know, saying, oh,
throttling.
Yeah, throttling is a great example, exactly. And worrying about whether they're going to take some of your sales and give them to someone else, or whatever it is this month versus next month. So I think it takes a lot of that risk, that worry out of the picture. It makes your business even more sellable if you want to do that in the future. And it just, when people are in love with a brand, it's more shareable. I think it's more, you know, it's just a bigger opportunity, definitely, than just making designs and pumping them out one at a time.
Right. And doing it by hand.
Yes. And doing it by hand.
So I guess we can kind of wrap up for our intro. I want to ask you though, what ideally does this business look like for you in 6 months and 12 months? I guess, what are your goals with your design business? And then I'll just leave it open-ended with that. It could be financial, or it can be work-life balance. You know, what do you want to do with this in the next year?
So I'm very, very focused on creating a, like I said, a brand. You know, I think what's beautiful about a brand is you have the email address of every single person. So if I can have what I consider, I think, about 10,000 email addresses on that have not only made purchases from me before, but are on my list in the next year. I think that'll be, that's something that I am focused on achieving. And it seems like every week I'm getting, I don't know, maybe 10 to 20 email addresses, which is really exciting. But over the next year, I would like to see about 10,000 plus email addresses on my list. That's my goal in the next 12 months, to get 10,000. It's also my goal to have 10,000 designs on Merch by Amazon by June 1st. I don't know why I'm stuck on this 10,000. Maybe it's going to want $10,000 a month or something.
It's because you want to 10X your life.
Yo, 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 yo.
I've been listening to too much Gary Vee.
You're not on every social media platform. You're losing it, man. You're not hustling. So, building my teams that we're putting out, not just quantity, but quality designs is very important to me too. I've had to make some major changes in the last month to find some new designers and that kind of thing. But to make sure that quality is always the number one thing that we're putting out. I don't want to put out junk ever.
To be fair though, we don't know what people will buy.
No, I agree.
You know, the market decides what is quality.
That's very true. I agree with that completely. But the happier I am with the designs we're putting out, I think, I don't know.
I think you're experimenting, right? You've had a designer for a while. You're trying something new so you can get a better business result. Yeah, that's the way I see it.
Yeah. Definitely. And yesterday I sold a shirt that was like, I couldn't believe sold.
It feels kind of bad, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh, why did somebody buy this? But hey, they must have liked it enough. They must have. I mean,
maybe it was a joke shirt too. Yeah, maybe. You're like, hey, dude, this is so bad. I'm gonna buy it as a terrible gift for White Elephant Christmas.
Oh man.
And then what do you want to do? You know, what do you want to be doing while your business is running? Do you have any goals related to your work-life balance or?
Yeah. Definitely. That's the biggest, that's probably what got us me here in the first place. And that is to be able to be, you know, out traveling, where I want, when I want, with who I want, without having to worry about money. Mm-hmm. And I think that is the ultimate goal, and to be able to have that freedom without having any worry, be able to do what you want. I think that's the ultimate, the big picture here. And it's something I've been working at for a long time. A few years ago, you know, it's not something I just preach or talk about. It's something I took action on back in 2014. I took 6 months to go hike the Appalachian Trail from Georgia to Maine. It's 2,186 miles and it took about six months. And, one of the best things I've ever done with my life. And so I just want to do that on a full-time basis, mm-hmm. You know, whether that's traveling around the world, living in a different country for an X amount of time, moving or just buying an RV or something and traveling around the country. You know, there's all kinds of different ways you can do it, and they'll all be part of our future. And I'm excited about that. So, yeah.
That's awesome, man. I get so excited for you. It feels like you're saying like you only live once.
Yeah, I know it's weird, but it's actually true.
Cool. And then, you know, for me next year, really hung up on that $5,000 a month profit level. That for me starts to unlock a lot more of my time, a lot of value to reinvest in the business. For me, the biggest struggle this year has been really committing to outsourcing. I struggle from one of many things that entrepreneurs deal with is they want to do everything themselves and they have a hard time letting up control. So I've given up control of design, but I really need to continue to double down and being hands-free, because there's been countless times this year that, you know, I have a thousand I have more than 1,000 slots open on Amazon right now going into the fourth quarter. That's shameful, and that's a lot of money left on the table. So I think the biggest things for me are figuring out reliable outsourcing, both of the design part and uploading to whatever extent I can.
Yep.
And then the third thing for me right now is diversifying. I'm ticked off with Amazon. You know, we all saw it coming on royalties, but I mean, you and I were just talking the other day. I put a couple products on Etsy 2 days ago, and then yesterday made a nice margin sale. So I want to explore the other platforms. I want to continue to invest in my brand. And I don't know what that looks like from an email subscriber point of view, but maybe a reasonable goal is having a 50-50, you know, merch profit versus other channels, whether it's Redbubble, TeePublic, you know, all the other different ones we're on. 50-50 split by the end of next year would be massive.
Absolutely. Yeah. Love it. To be fair though, I mean, you've done a ton of work. You've uploaded a lot of shirts in the last few months. You were at a point where, you were able to tier up, to what was it? To 2K now?
Yeah. 2000 tier right now.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, and that's awesome. You can't get that without, what is it, being at least 80% full of shirts. So you've still put in a lot of work, you know.
That's right. I've just done it
all
myself.
Don't beat yourself up too much.
That's what I need to change. You know, how do we take this from, you know, how do you get the next 1,000 designs up? You know, when you've got 10 coming down every day or what it is.
Right.
How
right.
do you get to your goal of 10,000 yeah. shirts? How do we take right. what we've proven about $2,000 a month? How do we take that and get it to you being able to travel where you want, when you want? You know, it's not a huge leap from there. You know, for you, you know, 2 to 3x that number gets you there. So how do yeah. we do that sustainably? And I think the key is outsourcing and diversifying. So
yeah,
I appreciate that. And, you know, we've learned a lot from each other, but man, we got a long way to go, and it's still exciting. It's still yeah. really fun.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And, I don't know about you, but I know, I don't think I've ever created a single design. I have over 2000 designs created. I've never done a single one.
Okay.
And I don't say that as a bragging thing. I just say that as a, I've built this team and relied heavily on them specifically so that I could be free from, or sort of put it in their hands in a way. And there's been good things and bad things about that, but I think, you know, I'd be willing to share and talk about it and tell people about those experience, that experience and how it's going. But yeah, like getting that, how do we get that that next, to that next level without going, you know, crazy with expenses or costs? You know,
yeah.
I mean, I'm reinvesting everything from the business right back into the business so that I can hit the goals and the numbers that I want to hit. And, but to really get there, I have to kind of, it's a balance thing. It's really a balance thing.
Mm-hmm.
So figuring out where that balance is and how to maximize the opportunity versus and minimize the cost, you know, that's the biggest thing, I think.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm excited. We got so many topics to talk about.
We do. We really do.
I can't wait to dig into it. So I guess we can wrap it up here. We'll give our listeners some, links on where to find us. We promise for the next one we'll have a name, and then we will be on a couple channels, right? We'll have a website. Yep. We'll obviously be doing these on video where we can, if location or Wi-Fi challenges, you know, prohibit us from doing that, we can do it just in audio. And then I'll do some research on how to get onto iTunes, and we can throw it up there.
Absolutely, I think. That'll be good. Yeah, we'll have lots of channels open. And if you guys have questions or anything, you know, that we can answer or help you understand more about your business, tell us in the comments. And like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. Smash that like button.
Yeah, baby.
But please, we need reviews. We need them. We need them so bad.
We're just having fun. So, yeah, we're excited to be a part of this journey with you guys and to help you along the way and to learn as much as we can together. So let's keep rocking and rolling. All right.
All right. Thanks, Shannon.
Thanks, Spencer. Take care.
See you, buddy.